This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us is the favor of the tongue. With this we become a Muslim. With this that we do dhikr of Allah. We do tilawatul Quran. We praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for many, this is amazing great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, the tongue is such that it is that thing which can take you out of the fold of Islam. It is that which causes destructions. You know, the tongue is like words come out your mouth. Soon as they're out of your mouth, they're no longer in your control. And then the damage, the consequences of what the mouth and the tongue say are often, subhanAllah, everlasting, those utterances. You can't take them back. So this is the thing which when you have a nikah, you bring two families together. When you divorce, it separates two families. This is how major the tongue is. The khair that you can do with the tongue is amazing, but the shar that you can do with the tongue, the evil that you can do with the tongue is also unbelievable. And this is why we should be very, very careful. We know that we shouldn't backbite, we shouldn't slander, we shouldn't speak ill about individuals. But sometimes, what we don't really understand, is when we speak about religion, and we would speak so openly about religion, like we are an authority on religion, not understanding that this is also something which is grave in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sin is also grave, which is perpetrated by the tongue. And when it comes to matters of religion, if you're not qualified to give an opinion, don't give an opinion. But the problem is that we all think that this is something light, so we can all give opinions on it. The Prophet ﷺ was asked, what is the most beloved place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth? أَحَبُّ الْبُلْدَانِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَبْغَضُ الْبُلْدَانِ إِلَى اللَّهِ It's asked, what is the most beloved place to Allah and what is the most despised place to Allah? The Prophet ﷺ, the Messenger of Allah said, لَا أَدْرِي, I don't know. I will ask Jibreel and I will get back to you. So Jibreel came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. The most beloved place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the masjid, and the most despised place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the marketplaces. But look at the message, even the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was careful when it came to matters of the deen, because these are grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكِفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not follow that which you have no ilm about. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُوَادَ كُلٌ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانُوا أَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. He said, the sam, the ear, the hearing, the eyes, the heart, all of these things you will be asked about. So this is your general rule in life. What you think about, and then you perpetrate an action, what you hear, what you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all these things on the day of judgment, when you stand in front of Allah, Allah will ask you about every one of these things. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now more specifically, Allah says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَحَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, do not say falsely, that your tongues falsify, that this is halal, this is haram. So you can falsely ascribe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, those who fabricate anything regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. They will be destroyed. They will never ever be successful. Now you see, here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't say this is halal, this is haram. Who gave you the authority to say this is halal and haram? Allah says this is fabrication. You are fabricating something towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who fabricate things towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yuflihun. They will never ever be successful. Now the question is this. Why is it that in matters of religion, every person thinks he's an authority? Everybody gives verdicts. You're sitting in a gathering, you got an opinion. He's got an opinion, she's got an opinion on matters of religion. Although this is the gravest issue. This is the gravest issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the plots of shaitan. What does shaitan do? He says, Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمَرْكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ. Shaitan commands you with su, evil. وَالْفَحْشَاء, lewdness. وَأَنْ تَكُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And that you say in matters of religion, regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which you don't know. That which you're not qualified to say. That which you have no preparation. But because there's no dunyawi consequences to our actions. You're going to see no dunyawi consequences to our action. Therefore, there are so many people who are not prepared, who are not qualified, but they will give their opinions regarding this. See, people who stayed in the company of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood the gravity of this. And this is why they were very careful in what they said. Abu Bakr, bil ijma' Abu Bakr is regarded as the most knowledgeable of the Sahaba. The most knowledgeable regarding the Sahaba. Abu Bakr was asked one day, what does faqit wa abba mean? Abu Bakr was asked, you know, in the verse of the Quran, what does faqih, what does abba mean? He said, I know what faqih means, but I don't know what abba means. The person said, yeah, but you're Abu Bakr. You know, you stayed with the Messenger of Allah the longest. You're the most knowledgeable. Give it a go. Abu Bakr said, أي السماء تضلني وأي الأرض تكلني لو قلت في كتاب الله ما لا أعلم. He said, which sky will shelter me? Which earth will carry me and bear me if I say in the regarding the book of Allah ما لا أعلم, which I don't know, because these people understood the gravity of this. They understood that attributing anything towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or anything regarding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not light. Today you have, you know, somebody passes away, everybody sitting there, this mufti, everybody's giving fatwas on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're not, you haven't, what gives you the right to have an opinion regarding halal and haram when you've never studied the Quran, when you never studied the hadith, when you never studied the usul al-fiqh, when you never studied the usul for fatawa? What gives you the right? Imam Ghazali mentions that there was 120 sahaba in a gathering. And they were asked a question. 120 Sahaba. Nobody wanted to answer it. The first person, the guy asked, 120. Everybody was hoping that somebody else would answer. Why do you think? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stayed the longest in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But he has very few hadith. Because they were worried that they would attribute something to the Messenger of Allah which was wrong. Because the Messenger of Allah said, "Man kazaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maqadu min an-nar." And this hadith is tawatur. The Messenger of Allah said, "Whoever attributes a lie to me, then let him prepare his place in Jahannam." So brothers and sisters, regarding matters of deen, be careful what you say. Imam Malik was asked a question and he said, "I don't know." So the person said to him, "But it's an easy masala." He said, "It's an easy masala." He said, "What's easy in this deen of Allah?" Imam Malik, the giant, that the man regarding Imam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there will be a man of Medina that the people will beat the backs of their camel to seek knowledge from this man. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, famous muhaddith, said, "I swear by Allah, that man that the Messenger of Allah was speaking about was Malik, the teacher of Imam Muhammad, the teacher of Imam Shafi, the author of the Muwatta. The whole North Africa follows his fiqh." The guy said, "It's easy. Come on, it's easy." He said, "What's easy? This deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi once said, if it was not for the fear that knowledge would be wasted, I wouldn't give my opinion. If it was not for the fear that knowledge would be wasted and we would have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would be careful in giving my opinion regarding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, because Abu Bakr, because the Sahaba, because people like Imam Malik understood that this is a grave issue. This is a grave issue. They were careful. And the reason that we don't regard it as a grave issue, that's why everybody has an opinion. This guy's out of the fold. This guy's got a deviant opinion. Here's my fatwa. This is halal. This is haram. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, the famous muhaddith, he said, "Ansurun nasi fil futya aqallahum ilman." He said, those who are the bravest in giving fatwa are those who know the least. Because if they knew the gravity of giving an opinion and a fatwa, they would be very careful. But because they know very little, they don't care. And this is why, brothers and sisters, be very careful. Two things. Careful in what you utter regarding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and careful where you take your knowledge from. Google isn't your place to take knowledge from. Online isn't your place to take knowledge from. It's never been the case. You'll find all sorts of people online. This deen has always been transmitted teacher to student. Yeah, you can watch some videos, but whose videos? You just decide, "I'm going to watch this guy's videos, and I'm going to watch this guy's videos," and then you don't realize that that person has nothing to do with traditional Islam. This is a grave issue. The verses of the Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah la yaqbidhu al-ilm al-intiza'an walakin yaqbidhu al-ilm biqabdhi al-ulama hatta lam yubqi 'aliman wa ittakhadha an-nasu ra'usan juhalan fasu'ilu faftu bighayri 'ilmin." The Messenger of Allah said, knowledge won't be taken snatched up that your books will disappear. He said, knowledge will be taken up by the taking up of the ulama. Hatta lam yubqi 'aliman. Until a time come that people won't find a true alim. وَإِتَّخَذُ النَّاسُ رَعُوسًا جُحَالًا. And people will take the ignorant people as their leaders. Anybody who's famous online, he becomes a mufti or she becomes a muftiya. فَسُّئِلُوا. They will ask, فَسُّئِلُوا فَفْتَوْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And the Messenger of Allah said that these people will give a fatwa without any knowledge. Why? Because see, people who are quick in giving an opinion regarding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Sufyan ibn Uyayna said, أَدْسُرُ النَّاسِ فِي الْفُتْيَا أَقَلُّهُمْ عِلْمًا. Those who are the quickest in giving fatwas are generally those who know nothing, who are the least in knowledge. Because if they knew the gravity of the situation, and then the Prophet ﷺ finished the hadith, he said, they will take the ignorant people as the leader, فَفْتَوْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And what then the Messenger of Allah said, ضَلُّ وَأَضَلُّ. They will be astray themselves, and they'll take hordes with them. They'll take hordes with them. The Messenger of Allah was ready to say, La Adri. Abu Bakr was ready to say, La Adri. The Sahaba narrated very few ahadith because they were scared that they might attribute something wrong to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, under every stone, there's a mufti. Everybody's got an opinion, not on just basic things, on halal and on haram. On major issues, they've got opinions. Why? Because we regard this matter as very light. Somebody came to Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayh. Imagine this. Imam Malik, the Imam of Darul Hijra, the Imam of Medina, this man came. He said, oh, Malik, I've come from 6 months away. My journey is taking me 6 months. I've come specifically to Medina to ask Malik, the Malik. He asked him the question. My Malik said, La Adri, La Uhsinuha. He said, I don't know. And the narrator mentioned it as though this man came to the man who knew everything. He says, I don't know. So the man said, imagine 6 months. In those times, you traveled 6 months to ask a question. If it was one of us, we would have blagged it. I don't want this guy to go back to his place 6 months and say, Malik didn't know. I'm Malik. I don't know anything and I'll still issue the fatwa. 6 months. Imam Malik, he said, I've come 6 months to ask you, Malik. He said, Malik said, I don't know. He said, what am I going to tell my people? He said, tell your people that Malik does not know. This is why Allah elevated these people. You know, today, subhanAllah, how easy we give fatwas, wallahi, it's just amazing. And wallahi, the reason that we give fatwas, two reasons. When there's no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you're going to stand in front of Allah. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi said, if ever you're going to give your opinion, then before you give your opinion, make sure you feel like that Jannah and Jahannam is in front of you. Make it harder in front of you, then give an opinion. Rabi al-Rai was a tabi'i, the student, the teacher of Imam Malik. Rabi al-Rai was one day crying. So somebody asked him, Imam, why are you crying for? He said, I'm crying because how easy people give their opinion today. They have no knowledge and they give fatwa. Ibn Hamdan, the Hanbali Qadi, said 500 years later on his words of Rabi al-Rai. He said, what if Rabi al-Rai came today? What would he think? I say 900 years later. What if Rabi al-Rai rahmatullah alayhi came in our time and he would see all these influences? They get a bit of a following and they start issuing fatwas. Husband, wife get a bit of following. Now they're giving Islamic marriage counseling. What did you study in Islam? Just because you wear a hijab? Just because you made a few videos, TikTok and Instagram videos? Who did you study by? What are you doing it for? Is it likes? Is it clicks? Because that's what it is. Nobody knows you besides from that screen. And you're giving fatwas and there's people who like them. You might like them, that's fine. That doesn't make them a mufti. You're lapping it up. Dallu wa adallu, the Messenger of Allah said, astray and lead other people astray. You know nothing about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have these guys, these youngsters now coming on social media and doing rebuttals. Rebuttal upon rebuttal. And they all start and say, and then because they still want to stay relevant, they will find some deviance where there isn't deviance. And then they will go for the biggest sheikhs, because the biggest sheikhs give them the biggest name. You know, it's like the rappers. A small rapper goes for the big rapper, he cusses him, hoping that he'll respond so he'll get famous. Brothers and sisters, talking about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a grave issue. You're doing iftara Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're making halal haram. You're throwing people out of the fold of Islam. You're making people deviant. When you have not studied, you try in any other field in life. Do it in medicine. See how they don't bang you up. Do it as a mechanic. See how you don't get battered. And this is why Rabi al-Rai rahmatullah alayhi once said, the same Rabi al-Rai was crying, he said, these people deserve, who give fatwas without knowledge, these people deserve to be in prison more than thieves. More than thieves. Because they're not spoiling only your car, or only your teeth, or only your health. They're spoiling your akhirah. But because there's nobody to govern it, nobody to see it, you get away with it in this dunya. But there will be a day, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the summer, wal basara, wal fuada, kullun ulaika kanu masula. Everything that you have will be asked about. Your eyes, your ears, what you did, you gave your opinion. Allah will ask you about this. So brothers and sisters, if you're not qualified to give opinions regarding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do the ummah, do yourself say a favor. Remain quiet. Say, La Adri, I don't know. You don't have to give an opinion. Nobody asking you to give opinion, but it's the ego, isn't it? I've got to give an opinion. Give opinion about something. But leave the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those who studied a bit, for those who are muftis, those who have spent 3 years just doing iftar, those who have spent their entire life giving fatwas. Where did you come from? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand the gravity of what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow deen as we should follow deen. May Allah keep us united in dunya and reunited in Jannah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.